Oh my gosh. Hello, everyone. This is Danny Nesvedarani, your host for this hour of Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. And I am so excited to be here in studio live. If you tune in the last couple of weeks, you will know that I interviewed very recently 64 Funny Cars, a band that originally started back in Victoria in, I think, 1988 or 1989. And they recently came out with a reissue of their album, Happy Go Lucky. Got to speak with two members of the band, Colin McRae and Tim Chan. And it was a really awesome episode, and I'm really, really happy with how it turned out. Thank you to everyone from 64 Funny Cars for speaking with me. And now we're back to some regular scheduled programming before the next interview. Who knows when that will be? Who knows what it will be? But it's coming, trust me. We are going to be taking a bit of a detour this week with the It Came From Canada compilation series. If you tuned in last week, you will also know that during that interview, at what point 64 Funny Cars, they'd mentioned the It Came From Canada series, which they were featured on, I think, the fifth volume of the series. There's five volumes. We have three of them here. And they talked about how, you know, there were a lot of people that they ran into from different parts of British Columbia and just Canada in general that were like, oh, I love 64 Funny Cars, specifically from that compilation. And there are a lot of cool bands from all over Canada in this compilation. This is one from 1985, the first It Came From Canada compilation. And on side one, we've got Jerry and the Sons of Rhythm Orchestra with You've Lost That, I believe is the name of this. And here it says, Jerry and the Sons of Rhythm Orchestra hail from Edmonton, where they spent the last 3 years or so mutating blues, gospel, country, rockabilly, and other stuff into a bourbon-soaked blend that could be called rock and roll if that term hadn't been so misused over the last 25 years. All right, let's see what this one's about. Got this live on vinyl for all of you tonight. Hope you enjoy.
You lost that radical look.
Jerry and the Sons of Rhythm with You've Lost That Radical Look. Let's switch the sides here. Give me a sec. You might hear a bit of shuffling, but we're going to go to side two with the Enigmas. All right, we are back with Analog Archives after that, like, 3-second break. Coming up next, we've got the Enigmas here with Bad Meat. Let's see what this Vancouver band has got for us. Once again, that was the Enigmas with Bad Meat. Says here, the Enigmas started in Vancouver in early 1982, Paisley way out ahead of their time. They've since toured Canada and released 2 discs live. They're heaps of fun mixing singer/saxist Paul McKenzie's frantic Iggy type leaping about, psychedelic guitar from Mike Davies, and MC5 meets punk rhythm from Randy Bowman on drums and Brian Olenek on bass. Bad Meat was recorded at Studio 666, engineered and produced by Bill Barker, and mixed at Profile Studios with Mike Chokas. The Enigmas appear courtesy of Zulu Records, 1869 West 4th Avenue, Vancouver, which, by the way, this was, 1985? Zulu Records is still around, so that's awesome to know. They had their own record label, actually. And I may very well do multiple episodes on that in the near future. Coming up next, we've got what seems to be... Well, let's see what this seems to be.
Yes, it's true, I am a young man, but I'm old enough to kill. I don't want to kill nobody, but I must if you so will. And if I raise my hand in question, you just say that I'm a fool. 'Cause I got the gall to ask you, can you maybe change the rules? Can you stand and call me upstart? Well, that's what answer can I find. I ain't saying I'm a genius. 2+2 is on my mind. 2+2 is on my mind.
on the trailer last night.
Your dream has come true. Bob Barker reminding you to help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered about that.
Dance, JR's wearing hot pants.
Teta dilemma.
The Waltons look pop part. Is that Reagan sounding smart?
And Teta dilemma.
The kids from Famed, I have an overdose.
Antenna dilemma.
Antenna dilemma. What's with solid gold? I've got no vertical hold.
Antenna dilemma.
Antenna dilemma.
Antenna dilemma.
I've got 60 minutes to live.
Antenna dilemma.
I'm losing my pulse.
Antenna dilemma.
We are back with Analog Archives. I'm your host, Danny Nesvedarani. We're going to be switching records now from It Came From Canada, Volume 1, all the way to It Came From Canada, Volume 2, which, let's see when this was made. Oh my gosh, the year is not to be seen. But September 1986, we found it. So we're gonna go on side one of this, which is Ray Kondo and his Hard Rock Goners. Let's see what this one's about.
She's danger, high voltage, cuter than a booger in town. Moving down the line. She's danger, I'm voltage, man. She got them all. She's danger, I'm voltage, man. She got them all. Yeah, she looks at me, and we need it is. Yeah, the things are moving out of line.
moving down the line.
We're back with Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. We heard the first two tracks of Volume 2 of It Came From Canada, which also have these very interesting album covers. It's like this Frankenstein-esque monster with a guitar. Cool stuff. So first two artists, Ray Kondo and his Hard Rock Goners, Swamp Country Rockabilly from Montreal, and Condition with Ghost Train, Urban Primitive Torch Swing Rockabilly. All right. Interesting stuff. Let's go on to side two here with more tracks from the gruesome 60s garage punk Dressed in Black. Ooh, spooky. Anyways, thank you all so much for hanging in there, for tuning in, for having a good time with me on Analog Archives.
Surprise!
You are tuned in to Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. That was The Gruesomes with What's Your Problem? And coming up next, we've got the Zamboni Drivers, a 60s and 80s garage punk band from Vancouver. Got Dale Weiss on vocals, Stuart Durden on bass, Don Betts on drum and gong, Dave Clarkson all guitars, recorded August 1985. There's a big thank you list here. It says thanks to Bill Mullen, CJSR, CJIV, which, by the way, that was us back in the day, CITR, Steve Graff and Bruce Emery, Marv, Grant, Alan, Scott, Phil, Chris, Dave, Greg, Michelle, Ron, Eric, Jay, Kerr, Tim, CFRO, John. All the bands probably know a few people with those names, so might as well be thanked for the whole album. Wow. All right, let's check it out. The Zamboni Drivers with Skadin' Ghost.